Federal News Radio senior correspondent Mike Causey is here, and you ask a question that has people not too happy across the federal government today in your column. The headline of your column is, what if these are the good old days? And people are probably standing there going, what do you mean?
Are
this
you
is
kidding
as good
me?
As it gets?
Yeah. You ask the musical question. No, when you think about it, I always, as you can tell by looking at me, I go to cheap barbershops. You know, people know that. And the advantage of it, and I do it strategically for good reasons, if you go to a nice men's hair place, I assume they have GQ and nice magazines. The ones I go to have, you know, 10-year-old Field and Stream and and Ancient Time and Life and Newsweek magazines. And it's interesting to pick up one that's a couple of years old and look at the problem du jour. And you think back and you think, oh my Lord, that's right. I didn't sleep at night because of whatever the issue was. And it went away.
Yeah.
Or it's changed or those were the good old days, it turns out. And I'm thinking in terms of federal workers, they're into their third year of a pay freeze.
Uh-huh.
Terrible. They're paying for their 2014 health insurance premiums. They will be with $2010 dollars.
Yeah.
The furloughs have come. They're real. They've hit defense. They've hit IRS. They've hit EEOC, HUD, EPA, number of agencies have had them. And that's terrible. And as they mentioned on the morning drive this morning, FEA, the Federal Employees Education and Assistance Fund, is apparently swamped with requests from people who want, low cost or no cost loans to get by. You know,
mm-hmm.
This is a 20% pay cut for people. And we've all been there. We've all done that living paycheck to paycheck. So it's a terrible time. That said, the Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel last week sent a letter to Congress, not threatening, not gloom and doom, just stating the facts, ma'am. And he said that DOD, because of sequestration, may be forced to lay off people, reductions in force,
mm-hmm.
Beginning potentially as early as October 1, the start of the new fiscal year. And, you know, this is when the rubber hits the road, if you will. This is serious stuff. Furloughs bad, layoffs really bad.
Yeah.
And, so there's that prospect coming down the road. And also when Congress and the White House come back from the summer, the summertime off, they're going to start looking at other things and they're going to be revisiting a number of proposals that both the White House and the Republicans in Congress have made. And all of them go after federal workers' paychecks. So they would reduce their take-home pay by a number of things, increasing the amount of money people kick in for their retirement, going to a chained CPI, which would reduce future cost of living adjustments forever. You know, and they're going to be looking at a voucher system too, whereas feds would get a fixed amount of money to buy their insurance. It would work for some people. For others, it would drive them into a less expensive, possibly less comprehensive plan. So there's a number of things out there that we have always thought were unthinkable. This is a kind of, you know, it's like the movie Casablanca when Claude Rains says, round up the usual suspects.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Well, now these usual suspects are getting some legitimacy and they're getting some traction on the Hill. So this time next year, the summer of 2013 may look to be the good old days.
Federal News Radio senior correspondent Mike Causey, his column, What If These Are the Good Old Days, is up now at federalnewsradio.com. This concept is interesting to me because we have talked about this off the radio on a number of occasions, that as we went through the financial crisis in 2009, 2010, things got really bad. A lot of things that happened in the private sector never happened in the federal government.
Exactly.
And it's kind of like they're playing catch up now.
Exactly.
With the pay freeze. Well, yeah, pay freeze stinks. I'm certainly not saying there's anything good about it, but there were no pay reductions. I mean, a lot of people in our business and other businesses took pay cuts, temporary or in some cases not temporary, and they didn't get to choose. It was you either take this cut
or you
have no job anymore.
Yeah, that's true. So, and 5% was sort of the starting number for people taking a cut. And I have a friend who works for a magazine newsletter, and they took a 25% pay cut.
Yeah,
and it lasted a couple of years, I believe. So that's really that's tough. And you're right, the government was spared all of that. And then, of course, there were layoffs, too, and the jobs that are replacing them are not as lucrative, not as good a jobs as before. And so now this sort of kind of reality is hitting the government, too.
Now, when Chuck Hagel talked about that, the layoffs in that letter to the Senate Armed Services Committee, there were a lot of folks that I heard that said, well, this is bargaining.
Yeah.
This is posturing, negotiating, whatever you want to call it. That's probably never going to happen.
You know,
this is serious business.
Yeah, I think it is serious, and I know many of us, I myself included, were skeptical that there would ever be furloughs.
Right.
You know, I thought, or there may be one or two. And when defense held off, I thought this is another ploy that there won't be any. And of course, that was turned out to be wrong. Mm-hmm. There have been, and there will continue to be. IRS employees can tell you about Friday furloughs firsthand.
Yeah.
We're certainly not intimates or anything like that, but given what you know about Chuck Hagel, he's a very unusual guy, not particularly popular with a lot of his Senate colleagues, particularly his Republican colleagues, but he was a solid senator. The president decided to pick him as the Secretary of Defense. He's the first enlisted guy, I believe, that's ever held that post. You know, you've had some very prominent military types before, but he was a grunt. He was a ground pounder. He was in the infantry, and he was decorated. So he's, you know, when other people talk about boots on the ground, he was in those boots, you know. And I don't think I think he's a no-nonsense type. And I think he called the DOD team in, and he said, where are we? What are our options? And now, as of last week, I think the 15th, that striking letter to the Armed Services Committee, which, by the way, is in today's column. You can access it there and read it for yourself. But, yeah, he said we may very seriously have to consider layoffs starting the fiscal year. So I don't think this is a bluff, classic Washington bluff.